The appointment of Nigeria's ex-finance minister to lead the WTO was initially thrown into doubt after her nomination was blocked by the Trump administration, despite the fact that Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala won the support of more than 70% of the WTO's members. After a reversal in position from the US under the new Biden administration, she now takes the lead of the 164 member state trade body. It comes at one of the most tumultuous moments in the body's history. Her focus will now be on reforming the WTO for the post-pandemic era, boosting free trade and helping to settle the US-China trade war. Lucy Hoff, Brussels.